kitchen stuff.
In tools.
Hey, we have another one. Let's listen to that.
Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Daniel Brewer. This is Cassie again. I listened to the latest episode last night, the one where Anne was talking about the fat one and his gas issues.
Big fatty.
Yes.
That made me laugh, by the way.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
The election's finally over, so the fat one's gone.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 197 of the BFO for Thursday, the 6th of November, 2008. And y'all, I have got some voice letters that came in before the election day that I'm a little tardy in getting them out. Maybe I'm just a little tarded. Oh, Lord, y'all, that'll teach you. That right there, that'll teach you to tell Big Fatty that you enjoy hearing his singing. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Y'all, Big Fatty has received some e-letters, one of them was from Scotty, and Scotty was very, very worked up last night. He was worked up, and then he went to work. He went to work after the day after the election. He just arrived at work, and the U.S. election was the talk of the town. He thought that was weird. And he said that one usually conservative lady told me she's really glad that Obama won and that she cried. And he's amazed at that. And he hopes that we are all partying hard. Of course, Big Fatty, you know, read something into that. But, you know, Big Fatty didn't party hard. He went to bed. He was tired. Now, y'all, I have received a couple of Twitty requests, and I've mentioned to TJ Davis, you know, you got to let Big Fatty know who you are, and you got to get over there on the listener map, or I'm not going to approve your Twitty. Also, Princess Grace 41, you better be getting on there also, or I'm not going to approve the Twitty. And y'all, there's somebody by the name of Santa Claus that wants to follow me on the Twitty also. If only, well, you know, if it was the real Santa Claus, he would know that Big Fatty does not get on the Twitty that much. Now, y'all, I am going to go over, and I am going to just double-check real quick to make sure that no one has gotten onto the listener map because you know, maybe they snuck in there. They're sneaky. Ooh, Lord. Oh, there's my straight boyfriend. Okay. Y'all, we had a... We had a luncheon at the coal mine today, and it was the Tex-Mex luncheon, and I had the shrimp fajitas, and y'all, evidently airplanes are landing in the BFO studio today. I had the shrimp fajitas and the queso, mushroom queso dip, which was delicious, and I had the meat chili and the Fritos, and then they had for dessert, they had the Dippin' Dots. And Big Fatty has never had the Dippin' Dots before today. So, y'all, I don't see any fucking body new over there on the listener map. So, I'm just going to have to give you the finger. However, somebody was kind enough to go over to the iTunes store, and I'm going to go over there and see who it was, and write Big Fatty a 5-star review. And I think that's just the sweetest thing. You voted for Big Fatty, and I appreciate that, as they say. I appreciate it. And y'all, it's very slow tonight for some reason. Everybody must be on the interwebs tonight for some reason. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. And here we go. It was... Oh, I have to put them in order. See, okay.
Me, I think it's
most recent, it was by Bay Poco, B-E-H-P-O-C-O. And Bay Poco said that Big Fatty is awesome. And who else makes the effort to put out a podcast every day? BF is funny, cute, and he has the hottest accent. The hottest accent? Well, poor Bay Poco. Thank you, Bay Poco. Y'all, I have received some e-letters, not e-letters. I have received some voice letters that I was supposed to play before the election yesterday, and I am just embarrassed that I did not get around to those, so I'm going to have to just do it right now.
Hello.
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 Oh, hello, Barney.
Hello.
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 Bonjour.
Hi.
How you doing there?
Yellow.
Hello.
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 Yo, yo.
Hello.
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 Good afternoon. Big Fatty, this is Mrs. Wilson in Tokyo. Word has reached me that Archer R. has jumped to age 45 prematurely because of that pesky month of October celebration. His CRS may be out of control now, so would you please remind him to vote? Domo arigato. Bye.
Nancy, I believe that the old thing did remember. In fact, I spoke to the old thing election eve, and he said it only took him 10 minutes to vote. Big Fatty had to stand in line for an hour and a half. And what was that, Donati Noto? I don't know what that means. So tell me what that means, Nancy, in Japan. You could just send me an e-letter. Y'all, Nancy in Japan, that was indeed a long-distance call for her. So, you know, if Nancy in Japan can call the BFO, then... Hello, why can't you? Hello? And speaking of overseas calls...
Big Fatty! Hello, Big Fatty. It's Scotty here. I'm really hoping that you voted today, unlike Archer with his CRS. Now, I'm just watching NBC News live here in Australia, and it is so exciting. So far, they've showed about 5 states and... 0% counted. Now, hello, why are they showing that? The other scary thing which makes me think I should try to find Fox News is they've just explained to people that the woman reporter newsreader standing there is not in danger of being hit by any objects. That's because she's in a green screen room, and then they showed the green room that she's really standing in. So don't worry, intelligent voters at home, she won't be hit by any of the moving graphics. Hello?
You betcha she won't be hit by any of those. Y'all, I know what Scott... Thank you for calling, Scotty. Y'all, that's 2 overseas calls to the BFO. What's your excuse? Hello? Wait, hello? Is this thing on? Hello? Y'all, I know what Scotty's talking about because they had that on the MSNBC last night, too, and it was like all the graphics were spinning around, and I'm like, wow, this is kind of fancy. And but I wasn't afraid that they were going to get hit by them. It was just, I just thought it was fancy, just a touch of fancy. And, you know, we love a touch of fancy. At least I think there's some of those podcasters up there in the Chicago area that enjoy a touch of fancy. Right, right, Chairman of the Board, Magoo? Who? Who? Speaking of people who haven't called the BFO, huh? Yeah, I did a throw down there. Chairman of the Board, it's time for you to call the BFO. Yeah, I said it. All right. And, y'all, the baby jar did survive the Manassas event, and he called to let us know he's okay.
Hey, Big Fatty. This is your roving reporter, the Baby Jar, calling from Manassas headquarters. Just wanted to congratulate Barack Obama on his presidency win. And any of your listeners and supporters out in the world who want to come to Virginia to go to the presidential inaugurational parade in January are more than welcome to stay with the baby jar. I want them to be fired up and ready to go. So if you want to come to Virginia and you want to go see the inaugural parade and you need a place to stay, get in touch with Big Fatty, and he'll put you in touch with me.
Now, y'all, I will also let you know before you say, oh, no, I can't do that. Y'all, that is the big horror weekend up in D.C. That's the MLK weekend, and that's when they have the MAL leather contest, the Mid-Atlantic leather contest up there. So it's a horror weekend, and it's the inauguration, so the rooms may be hard to come by. So if you would like to go and stay with the baby jar, just let Big Fatty know. He'll pass it along. Yeah, he will. Now, y'all, speaking of the election, I'm going, you know, they're always analyzing. They're always analyzing the outcome of the election. And I think that the BFO, Big Fatty, is going to offer his analysis now as well. Now, y'all, Big Fatty has a belief that this election was not about race. That is Big Fatty's belief. And what I believe it was about is age. Because, and here's why I say that. Number one, John McCain is 70-something years old, okay? Yes, he has good bloodlines because his mother's still alive. But y'all, his mother's not president of the United States, okay? She doesn't have that kind of pressure and responsibility. So that calling his age into play made people worried about Sarah Palin from the Alaskas. You betcha. And the other part of the age issue in this election is that young people voted. They got out of bed and they realized it was important and they went and voted. And they can't relate to John McCain because he is two generations away from them. He is their grandfather. And you know, grandparents are just kind of fun to go and hang out with on the weekend. But do you really want your grandparents to be the president of the United States? I don't think so. Or they didn't think so, evidently, because he took quite a bit of the youth vote. And the youth vote was larger than it's ever been, and I think that it set a very good precedent for this country to say, you know, it's time for our generation to start having a voice. And so that is Big Fatty's analysis of the outcome of the election 2008. And y'all, based on the phone calls that Big Fatty got today, clearly there was another issue about age, and it was Archer getting old and having the CRS. So anyway, I just found it interesting that two people called me to because they were worried about Archer forgetting to go vote. So anyway, y'all, let me see. Did I tell you what we had for lunch at the coal mine lunch today? I did. Y'all, they're showing pictures of the fair. It comes to an end. I don't know if it comes to an end on Sunday or Saturday of this week, but they're showing the different food. And y'all, the Polish sausage with the onions and peppers, that just makes Big Fatty want to burp. Y'all, I had horrible gas today after that luncheon today. I mean, it was like it went through me. And Larry Clyde will, and speaking of Larry Clyde, if you want to listen to his show, you know, he's got the password on it now. And you need the password, just write to Big Fatty, and I'll be happy to pass that along to Larry Clyde. Anyway, Larry Clyde can attest to the fact that I was extremely gassy today after the luncheon. And y'all, it went through me in about 20 minutes. I mean, it was really not human. I don't know what it was, But even I was speaking to Mr. Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
This afternoon, and he said that he was having some colonic issues as well. And so it wasn't just Big Fatty. But and I'm still kind of a little burpy from the chili. Anyway, I don't know. Mr. Vader was going to have to go by the Publix because he needed to get some nuts, and he needed to get cat food, and there was something else. Maybe it was kitty litter. And then he needed to get some food. So he'll spend $300, you know, just on that. Y'all, those fucking cats cost him an arm and a leg. You should see him running around with just one arm and one leg. Now, y'all, I have got some. Let me see if I can find these things real quick. I have got some. No, that's not it. I have got some things that the hat sent to me that are, you know, just kind of funny things. I kind of save those in case I don't have enough to fill a show. And that's not it either. Okay, here it is. This is from my mother, the Hatterina, and she says, I promise you cannot read these and not laugh out loud. These are real notes written by parents in an Alabama school district, and the misspellings have been left intact. And it's just different notes that, you know, if your kid's out, you have to write a note. Right, Freddie? It says, my son is under a doctor's care and should not take PE today. Please execute him. Please excuse, E-X-K-U-C-E, Lisa for being absent. She was sick and I had her shot. Dear school, please E-C-S-C, apostrophe S, John, being absent on January 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, and also 33. Yeah. Please excuse Gloria from gym today. She is administrating. Oh, Lord. Please excuse Roland from PE for a few days yesterday. He fell out of a tree and misplaced his hip. Okay. John has been absent because he had two teeth taken out of his face. Carlos was absent. Yeah, there ain't nobody in Alabama named Carlos. Carlos was absent yesterday because he was playing football. He was hurt in the growing part. Ooh, ow, Carlos. Megan could not come to school today because she has been bothered by very close veins. Very close veins. Chris will not be in school because, C-U-S, he has an acre in his side. Oh, I guess that was supposed to be an ache. Please excuse Ray Friday from school. He has very loose vowels. Oh, Lord. That's kind of like Big Fatty having very loose bowels or something. Oh, you're Gussie. Well, and how appropriate that we end today on Ray having very loose vowels, because Big Fatty had very loose bowels today, and there's more of those. Don't think that we're done with those, because we're not. But I don't want to give them all to you today, because that's not good. That's not good. Now, y'all, it is Thursday. Y'all, this week is just speeding along. Now, Big Fatty was up late last night. So I'm really glad that the Wednesday night, the Dancing with the Stars result show is on at 8 o'clock, so I can get to bed early tonight. Because, you know, Big Fatty loves the Eastern Standard Time because he can go to bed early. And I've already got, in fact, I've already got the mattress pad warming up. Y'all, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye! You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay. Me! Yeah.
has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.